You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 963. Today's Devo is called Living Stoned.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Wednesday, My Morning Devo audience. We're so excited to be back on this beautiful Wednesday. And yes, today's episode title is very different than you might expect. I also want to let you guys know that if you want to get to know our family, who we are a little bit more, not just us two, Steph and I, if you want to get to know our parents, our siblings, and what we're really all about, go on over. Today, we're going to have a new episode on the family business with the Alessis, and it's a great podcast for you to listen to because we go a little bit deeper on some subjects and some steamy subjects. So go ahead and take a listen. But today, we are back on this conversation, and Stephanie has been leading us really well this past week. And so, Stephanie, tell us what it is about. How can we live stoned?
Well, we don't do drugs. That's the first thing. Let's just knock that off.
There you go.
But 1 Peter 2:5 says, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I have been really meditating on this Bible verse because you know, we can get into the deep theological discussion about what the sacrifices used to be in the Old Testament times, but we're not going to get into that. You can study that in your own Bible time. But there is something to be said about what the word sacrifice means in the Bible. And it's a heavy word because of the history it has in the Bible. And before, it used to mean animals to the temple for them to sacrifice to God. And they would wait for the incense to rise and for God to accept it or to reject it. But now that Jesus came and he became our sacrifice and he died on the cross and he was an acceptable sacrifice for our life, we don't have to sacrifice animals anymore. However, sacrifice is still an active part of the Christian walk with Jesus. And there are seasons of your life where you have to sacrifice big things like relationships, but then there's also small sacrifices we have to make every single day. You know, my mom and I were having this discussion a couple months ago, and my mom challenged me, and she said, you know, Stephanie, you need to find a way to not allow yourself to get so triggered by small things. And I don't know about you, but my personality is a little bit spicier. I can be a little fiery, and I can get triggered by small things, whether it's the way somebody, they make a small decision that's wrong. I can get triggered by that. I can get triggered by dishes being in the sink. I can get triggered by the laundry not being done and me having to go home and fold all the laundry. And I can find little small petty things throughout the day that trigger me, and it will ruin my day. It'll tick off my husband. It'll stress out my daughter. And it's all because I decided to get triggered by that. Well, I had to go back to the Word, and I had to go back to God, and I had to find a way to sacrifice that to Jesus. And yeah, that's part of my personality, but it's hurting the ones around me, and it is ruining my day. And I had to go to God and sacrifice that to Him. And when I find whatever it is that's triggering me, maybe it's fear of my day not being perfect, maybe it's fear of my house not being perfect or my schedule not being perfect, maybe it's my stress tendencies. I have to find whatever it is that's causing me to not act in the Spirit. I have to find that issue and sacrifice it to God. Yeah. And that is me taking it to God. I have to go to my knees. I have to go to prayer. And I have to say, Lord, I repent of how I did that. Forgive me for how I did that. And I will turn from those ways. And I want to pursue you because I'm now building a spiritual house.
Yeah.
I'm a living stone. I'm a holy priesthood. And I need to offer that spiritual sacrifice. And when I offer it in a pure way, and when I ask the Lord for forgiveness, that's when it's an acceptable spiritual sacrifice to God. Through Jesus Christ, whose mercies are new every single morning and who are forgiving me actively. So I challenge you today, what is it that you need to sacrifice to God? Is it your pride? Maybe it's very hard for you to say sorry. Is it your ego? Can you not go about your day if you didn't post about something about yourself on Instagram? Is it your immaturity? Is there something in your friend group that just constantly makes you angry and it's an immature thing? Is it self-pity? Can you not go about your day without getting recognized for something? Is it victimhood? Is it unforgiveness? Whatever it may be, pray to God that He reveals it to you. Write it down, whatever it is you need to sacrifice to God, and lay it on the altar today. And by laying it on the altar, you get in your room, you lock the door, you get on your knees, and you pray to God to forgive you. Amen. And make that a sacrifice to God.
Amen.
So let's pray about it. God, we want to come to you even this morning, and we want to lay down whatever it is that is holding us back from being a better Christian, Jesus. It could be our pride. It could be our victimhood tendencies. It could be the way that we stress out our family. Whatever it is, we lay it down right now. We want to be a spiritual sacrifice that's acceptable to you, because you're building us into a spiritual house. You're making us a holy priesthood. Every single day you are making us holier because we are sacrificing those small sacrifices to you, God, and we pray that they are acceptable. We lay it down. We want to be better for you, God. We want to be a better Christian, and we want to start today. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen and amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.